Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
You're tuned into R1 News at 1. Every weekday from 1 till 2 p.m, our dedicated news team brings you the hard-hitting stories, interviews and culture pieces from across Aotearoa Dunedin.
Kia ora, you're currently listening to 91FM. We will be right back with the news bulletin for today. It will be read and written by myself, Yana, and the new Madam Vice President of OUSA, Amy Martin. But coming up for you now is Second Chance by Good Space.
She said the world we live in's make believe.
Here are the R1 News at 1 headlines.
Kia ora, this is the R1 News for Friday news bulletin for Friday the 11th of October. I'm Amy.
And I'm Yana. In international news, along with Mudang, a famous baby hippo in Thailand that is taking the internet by storm, a giant baby penguin by the name of Pesto is also capturing the hearts of many across the world. You may be thinking, what exactly could be so groundbreaking about a baby penguin? However, Pesto is not just a baby penguin, he is an absolute unit. Most adult king penguins weigh between 9 to 18 kilograms at the later stage in their life, whereas Pesto, at 9 months old, is already looming over his parents at 23.4 kilos. Located in the Sea Life Aquarium in Melbourne, Australia, caretakers were ecstatic to find a king penguin chick had successfully emerged from his shell. He weighed less than half a kilogram and was the first ever chick to be born in captivity in 2 years. Since he was born in April, he has grown into an absolute behemoth, and so has his fan base, both in person and online. About 4.2 billion people have watched footage of the baby penguin online so far, wherein he is mostly just standing around, surfing face and belly, or preciously waddling after his foster mum all over the enclosure. Caretakers have chalked up his unusual size to a hearty appetite, as he eats more than 25 fish a day and has really good family genes. His father, a king penguin named Blake, is one of the biggest and oldest penguins at the facility, weighing in at 17 kilograms. At the moment, he is still covered in cute brown fluff of a baby, and might take him 1 or 2 months to fully get rid of it before he comes slick and slean. As well as this, he may also lose some weight as he matures, but caretakers are saying he will probably always be a big boy. In the wild, king penguins live in Antarctica and sub-Antarctic islands, with babies usually gaining independence and forming creches with other babies. Although, due to his size and height, he would have had trouble eating and surviving. Being taller than his parents, he is not able to be fed by them directly, with the parents gathering food and feeding it to their babies from beak to beak. The only people that are tall enough to feed Pesto are the caretakers, who ensure that the big baby can get his daily 25 fish. Having several health checks and everything coming out green, Pesto has brought immense joy to everyone at the aquarium and penguin fans all over the world, with his legacy sure to live on. A regional court in Switzerland has ruled that a watch manufacturer, John Singer, was justified and within his rights to tell employees that if they needed to take a bathroom break, they should clock out and take it on their own time. The case has been investigated as operating through labour law loopholes within the Alpine country that has a reputation for running its workforces like clockwork. Word of the clock-out regime was leaked during the COVID-19 pandemic in 2021, when labour inspectors visited the site of the watch manufacturer for a routine checkup. They ordered the company to end the practice, alleging that it violated federal labour law that protects workers' personal needs. Legal action against the order declared that the practice could cause workers to hold it in or choose not to hydrate, which could lead to serious psychological disorders. To which the court wrote, "Swiss law does not mention the right of employees to go to the toilet, even though it is a basic psychological need." In his legal action against the order, Singer insisted that his staff members had a great deal of freedom during their breaks, and what they choose to do on their break was left to the discretion of the employee. Pascal Moch, a lawyer for the 105-year-old family-run business, told the court that the company believed the issue lay within the interruptions of work. Whether it was a toilet break, meal break, rest break, or nature walk, regardless of the reason, it requires clocking out. The court reported that Swiss law gives company leaders the right to impose decisions suited to specific needs of their business, with a loophole existing when it comes to bathroom breaks. It is not known how widespread these policies are, how many companies are aware of the loophole, and where it is being exercised. Two subsidiaries of the Swatch Group also required staff to clock out for bathroom breaks, with the parent company becoming aware of the policy violation and stopping it immediately.
Neon green billboards with Laneway written in aerial font popped up around Auckland last week and sparked rumours surrounding the possible headliner for the summer festival of Laneway. These billboards were on theme with Charlie XCX's latest album, Brat. On Wednesday, the 9th of October, these rumours were confirmed with the lineup reveal an English pop star will be headlining this summer at St Jerome's Laneway. Ruby Miles, Laneway's programming coordinator, has said, "This has to be my favourite Laneway lineup we've ever put together. Having Charlie XCX as our headliner is a dream come true." Charlie XCX previously headlined Laneway in 2020 with pop rock band The 1975. Her signature shade of slime green has also lit up Auckland's Sky Tower on Thursday night after the news was released. Several other landmarks over the ditch in Australia have also been glowing green to celebrate her upcoming performances in Melbourne, Perth, Brisbane, Sydney and Adelaide. Alongside these celebrations and campaigning, Auckland has been seeing a fair amount of Brat green billboards. A billboard with the New Zealand singer Lorde's name in Brat Star was part of the campaigning process for Charlie XCX's new remix album of Girl So Confusing featuring Lorde. This album came out at midnight, so go have a listen. For those of you wanting tickets to Laneway, the pre-sale registration is open now, and pre-sale starts on Tuesday the 15th of October at 10 a.m. General sale starts Wednesday the 16th of October at 10 a.m, and the festival will be held at Auckland's Western Springs on the 6th of February 2025. This has been the R1 News Bulletin for Friday the 11th of October. Today's bulletin was written and read to you by Yana Gleeson and Amy Martin.
Those were the headlines for today on R1 News at 1. Catch up on previous R1 News wherever you get your podcasts or head to r1.co.nz/news.
I thought I told you to be better. The feeling's gone now, but whatever.
Is your life falling apart and you need something to blame it on? Here's the Scoop on the Stars with Yana Gleeson, your weekly astrology report on the R1 News.
Up now for you, we're lucky enough to have Yana back in the studio giving us a scoop on the stars. I'm looking forward to hearing what me as a Libra have got coming up for me this week. Thanks.
Why, thank you very much, Amy. As exam crunch time is finally upon us and you're looking for something to in the sky to blame for why you haven't been to any of your lectures for the past 3 weeks, let's talk a little bit about the cosmic symbolism concerning the stars this week. Named the brightest comet of the year, the comet A3 just passed Earth heading for the sun but will be swinging back around and invisible to the naked eye between the 12th and the 30th of October after sunset. Coming from an orbit past Pluto, roughly 80,000 years away, comets bring forward material from beyond our known solar system. Think of it symbolically. Our world is being exposed to new particles and new information. New ideas can spring up in a wake of a comet, including solutions to problems we may not have thought of yet. You will feel more focused and might find that you're unconsciously sticking to a routine. This is perfect, but remember to take the time to disconnect yourself from all the work hanging over your head and be present in the moment. Take advantage of the energy that the comet is bringing in and use it to push you strongly into the exam period. Let's have a look more specifically at what your star sign can do for you. Aries, you will be working hard this week. If you're struggling with something, talking to people you care about will help you find solutions. You'll go into the weekend with your head high and satisfied. Taurus, we know you love the grind, but Libra season is all about balance and being kind to yourself. Work hard, yes. Play hard, of course. But don't forget to take time to practice self-care and relax. Gemini, your star will be shining extra bright this week, as well as the lucky planet of Jupiter is posted up in your sign for the first time since 2012. Jupiter in your sign will attract people and resources to you. Life is fortunate for you in this time, so use it to your advantage and get some study in. Cancer, Jupiter is in in the part of your chart that deals with your inner thoughts and monologue, dealing with aspects of yourself that you might refuse to face. In a strange way, we tend to be skeptical of our good fortune, either because we take it for granted or we're too afraid to jinx anything. The blessing of Jupiter for you encourages you to look compassionately at yourself and others, because what comes around goes around. Leo, remember, you don't always have to be on the front lines to achieve success. Sometimes you can make moves in silence. Prioritize your inner peace, and you could end up helping yourself make some powerful growth in your life. Virgo, it's been a while since you've regained the energy to focus on yourself. The more you give yourself, the more you can put out into the world and your studies without it draining you. Libra, whilst life has been festive, you've been stepping outside your comfort zone and you've been jumping from one thing to another. You may want to pump the brakes a bit. Focus a bit more on the minute details in your life rather than pursuing your next adventure. Embrace the flow of life. Scorpio, having the last word does not make you the authority on the situation. It could lead to bigger trouble down the road and potentially have you saying some regrettable things. Sometimes it's better to be the observer rather than the participant, so take this time to focus on yourself and lock in. Sagittarius, you do the right thing 99.9% of the time, which means your intuition is bang on. But try not to be tempted for that night out in town 2 days before your exam. Use this time to settle your mind and find some calm before the storm. Capricorn, you enjoy the satisfaction of getting ahead and knocking things off your to-do list. If that doesn't sound like you, try it out and you'll be very successful. However, don't get swept up in this fast-paced lifestyle. Yes, you're known as the GOAT, but take a step back from the limelight to gain some perspective on who stands with you, even without the fame and glory. Aquarius, the vibe shift you've been needing is here, so try to find the time of day to get some downtime during your study grind. Remember, if you neglect your physical needs, your work will eventually take a hit too. Accommodate seeing those friends that fill your cup. And finally, Pisces, your focus is razor sharp, or at least it should be, which means you may pick up on some things within your friendships that you hadn't before. Some friends might show you their respect, whilst others might show you their true colours, but think of it as a positive sign. Now you know who to invest energy in. Get rid of the secret haters and you won't regret it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Yana, for the in-depth insight into what we've got to look forward to this week. We hope everyone has a great weekend and enjoy some time to relax before the crazy of exam season starts. Up next for you, we've got True Crime by Persimmon.
You've been listening to R1 News at 1, here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. The R1 News is uploaded daily wherever you get your podcasts, or head to r1.co.nz/news to get yourself all caught up. Additionally, you can follow R1 News NZ to keep up to date with all our newsworthy happenings.
In our sieves, there was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.